Foreign Service Institute, Reading Lao, a program introduction, tape 9, frame 312. Read this word.
Ga
means crow. Now read this word.
Gu
is a slang word meaning I or me.
Koi
is the usual word for I or me. Frame 313. Read this expression.
Ga gu.
Expressions like this, which consist of a noun
ga
followed by the pronoun
gu,
are called noun phrases or NP. Frame 314. Read this expression.
Ga gu.
Do you have any idea what it means? That's right, it means my crow. You notice that the Lao word order here is exactly opposite from the English word order in this noun phrase. Frame 315. Read this word.
Gua
is a verb and means to be afraid of, to fear. Frame 316. Read this.
Gua gu
consists of a verb
gua
followed by a pronoun
gu.
It is called a verb phrase or VP. Can you guess what it means? It means to be afraid of me. Frame 317. Read this.
Ga gu.
What does it mean? It means my crow. Which part is the noun?
Ga.
Which part is the pronoun?
Gu.
What would you call the whole thing? A noun phrase or NP. Frame 318. What does
gua gu
mean? It means to be afraid of me. Which part is the verb?
Gua.
Which part means me?
Gu.
What would you call the whole construction? A verb phrase or VP. Frame 319. Read this sentence.
Ga gu, gua gu.
This is a whole sentence. Notice that it is written without any spaces in it. That is a normal way of writing in Lao. Now listen as the sentence is read.
Ga gu, gua gu.
What does this sentence mean? My crow is afraid of me. Notice that
gu
as a pronoun in the noun phrase
ga gu
means my, but in the verb phrase
gua gu, gu
means me. Frame 320. Listen as the first two words are read.
Gua gu.
What are the two form classes here? Verb plus pronoun. Now look at the whole sentence and read it.
Ga gu, gua gu.
Can you identify the subject of this sentence? It's
ga gu.
The predicate. It's
gua gu.
Frame 321. Pronounce this word.
Gu.
What does it mean? If you said either I or me or my, or all three. You gave the correct answer. There's no way of telling which meaning it will have until we see what its function in the sentence is, since it always has the same form. Now pronounce the second word.
Gua.
What does it mean? If you said to be afraid of, is afraid of, to fear, fears, etc., you gave the right answer. Since it always has the same form, you cannot tell exactly what it means until you see what its function in the sentence is. Frame 322. Read this.
Gaku, guaku.
This is one type of Lao sentence. Using the letter S for sentence, this type of sentence could be shown as you see it in the text. What this formula means is as follows. The sentence consists of a noun phrase as subject, followed by a verb with a noun phrase complement. In this particular example, the noun phrase is made up of only one word, the pronoun
gu.
Frame 323. As you can observe from looking at the sentence in frame 322, there are no spaces between words, no capital letters, and no punctuation in Lao sentences. Actually, you will occasionally find punctuation in Lao, but usually it is up to the reader to find where words begin and end. Frame 324. Read the first word.
Get.
It means sheep. Now read the second word.
G.
It is a very intimate term for friend, so it might also be translated as buddy or pal. Now turn the page. Read this.
Get ge gu.
We'll repeat that.
Get ge gu.
Can you figure out what it means? I'll give you the meaning of the words again.
Get
means sheep.
Ge
means friend. And
gu
means I, my, or me. What does the whole expression mean? That's right, my friend's sheep, or my buddy's sheep. Frame 325. In every noun phrase, there is one noun that is considered to be the head or central noun. What is the head noun in this NP? That's right, it's
get.
What position does it have in the noun phrase? It's in the first position. Frame 326. How would you write in Lao, my friend or my pal? Write it in the spaces given. Now, check your answer. 327. Can you read this whole sentence? Do so now.
Get ge gu gua ga.
Listen again.
Get ge gu.
Now underline the verb phrase in this sentence. Check your answer below. Now read it.
Guaga.
Frame 328. This is a noun phrase from the sentence above. Listen.
깨끗구.
What function does it have in the sentence above? It's the subject of the sentence. Frame 329. Read this sentence again.
깨끗구가.
Now translated into English. 'My friend's sheep is afraid of the crow. Frame 330. You have learned the meaning of
깨끗구
and
깨끗구.
If the word
그아
means to feed of animals, what is the meaning of this whole sentence? Now read the whole sentence. But before you do so, put a dot in the word
그아.
What does the whole sentence mean? It means my friend feeds my sheep. Frame 331. Read this.
그아 깨꾸.
This is a part of the sentence in frame 330. Is it a noun phrase or a verb phrase?
그아 깨꾸
is a verb phrase. Frame 332. We will now have a small test to see if you remember the meanings of some words. If you know how to put them together in the correct order. And lastly, to see if you can spell correctly. When the number is read, look at the English phrase or sentence and write the correct Lao translation of it in the space provided. After a short interval, the correct translation will be read to see if you got the meanings and word order correct. Later, we will check your spelling. Number one.
깨꾸.
Number two.
깨꾸.
Number three.
까꾸.
Number four.
깨끗구.
Number five.
깨끗구.
Number six.
구.
Number seven.
กูเกือกา
Number 8.
กูเกือแกะ
Number 9.
กูเกือแกะกู
Number 10.
กูเกือกากู
Number 11.
กาเกกูเกือแกะกู
Listen again.
กาเกกูเกือแกะกู
Number 12.
กูเกือแกะเกือกู
Listen again.
กูเกือแกะเกือกู
Now check your spelling by comparing the way the words are spelled in the text. Note there is a small error in number 11. Do you see it? Right. Take
Sara U
out from under the first
ตกก
อ Frame 333. Read this sentence.
กูเกือแกะเกือกู
What is the noun phrase that is the subject of this sentence? The answer is
Goo.
Frame 334. Read this word.
Go.
When
go
is used as a connector between sentences, it means then, also, to, consequently. Frame 335. There are two sentences here. The second one is connected to the first by the use of the word
go.
Read the first sentence now.
Gu gu get gu.
What does it mean? My friend feeds my sheep. Now I'll read the second sentence.
Gu go gu get gu gu.
What does it mean? I then feed my buddy's sheep. Now read both sentences in sequence.
Gu gu get gu. Gu go gu get gu.
Listen again.
Gu 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 get gu. Gu go gu get gu.
What does the whole thing mean? The correct answer is, my buddy feeds my sheep, so I feed my buddy's sheep. Or, my buddy feeds my sheep, I also feed my buddy's sheep. Frame 336. Now look at the last two sentences. Using a pencil or pen, mark off the syllables in the sentence. You will also be marking off the words, since the words and syllables are identical here. Now we will check to see if you marked the syllables off correctly. The first word or syllable is
G.
The second is
gu.
The third is
gu.
The fourth is
get.
The fifth is
gu.
The sixth is
gu.
The seventh is
go.
The eighth is
gu.
The ninth is
get.
The tenth is
gu.
The 11th is
gu.
If you use C for initial consonant, and V for short vowel, and VV for long vowel, what are the two syllable types represented here? The answer is C plus V and C plus VV. Frame 337. What class of initial consonants does
Dogo
belong to? The answer is mid-class. Frame 338. Read this word.
Get.
Listen again to the short vowel.
Get.
Now listen to the glottal stop at the end of the syllable.
Get.
Glottal stop is caused by sudden closure of the vocal cords. It occurs after all short vowels that are in the syllable final position in Lao. This syllable is considered to be a closed syllable since it ends in a glottal stop. Frame 339. What type syllable does this formula MC plus VV, refer to. A syllable beginning with an initial mid-class consonant, ending with a long vowel. Frame 340 is a syllable of the MC plus VV type, open or closed. It's open. Frame 341, using the same kind of symbolism used above, how would you write the formula for this syllable? The answer is MC plus VV. Frame 342. Earlier, we suggested that it might be easier for you if you memorized certain token words to be associated with syllables having certain classes of initial consonants, being certain kinds of syllables. Do you remember what token word we suggested for this type of syllable, MC plus V? The answer is
ga.
What pitch contour does it have? Listen again.
Ga.
The answer is high. Frame 343. What token word is associated with syllables of this type, MC plus VV? The answer is
go.
What pitch contour does it have? Listen again.
Go.
The answer is low. This is the end of tape 9, Reading Lao, a programmed introduction. Foreign Service Institute.